So the other day, I was at the dollar store with my kids because I'm classy. And this is like a weekly thing we do is they come home from school on a Friday and I say, you can go to the dollar store. Everybody gets like $2 worth of stuff. You know, they maybe get a soda and a candy bar and then they can play video games or watch TV or whatever weird stuff kids do when they're home alone.
Much of which can't be talked about here.
Stuff that I don't want to acknowledge is happening in the other room. Just
you
make
just
sure
don't want to know. That is just sometimes
quiet.
Better not to know.
Clean up after yourself. Have you shopped at the dollar store much? I mean, could you find people in there that like do all of their shopping? I've been behind people who clearly are shopping for the week.
Yes.
Because they got like paper plates and they got cleaner and they got deodorant and shampoo. And have you done much shopping at the dollar store?
Well, here's the thing. There's the Family General Dollar Tree.
No. That's not. Well, wait. You like named like five of them all at once.
Well, that's the thing that's confusing to me. Like when I was a kid, my mom would tell me about going to the dime store and there's nothing that cost a dime, right?
Yeah.
Now there's the dollar store and I get confused with the General Dollar Tree family. I shouldn't say the tree dollar. Whatever. I'm trying to mix it up so no one sues us.
Well, no, but that's true because it used to be the five and dime. I used to go to the dime store when I was a little kid. By like 1990, they opened the dollar store where everything was a buck, right?
Yeah.
But then there's Dollar General. When I think that's just meant to be like it's thrifty.
Yes, it's cheap or affordable, whereas you're actually saying there is a place where truly everything is just a dollar.
Yeah, well, it's the Dollar Tree is everything's a dollar. I think like you can get like some candy bars for like 79 cents. But Dollar General, I think it's like a general store, but they mean it to be thrifty and things are be $2, $3, $4, $5. Like everything's like under 10. Like you can find weird stuff there. Like you can find old time candy.
Yeah.
Like the wax bottles filled with syrup.
Oh, I love those. Or the vampire teeth, right? Mm-hmm. Or you get the wax with the juice inside of it.
Or you can get what they call them now candy sticks because they're not allowed to promote smoking.
Oh, the candy cigarettes that we used to have as a kid. You'd have the paper on the outside you could puff and it would be powdered sugar that comes out.
Yeah, and well, and they, I always remember the old ones. I don't think they do this anymore, but you know, it's just a little white piece of candy. It's a stick, and they painted with like food coloring in the end of it red.
Yes,
so you could hold it so it looked like you're smoking. They're not allowed to do that now, but like I mean, they have candy sticks. They look like cigarettes, but they're like Marvel and all that kind of stuff. They got Spider-Man
really?
On them. I find some cool stuff there, and I'll buy the weird stuff just because I find it fascinating. It's also a great place to go if you want to like get cheap Halloween decorations or Christmas deck. If you just need a stocking, you're going to want stuff with candy at Christmas or something like that. Or whatever
deal.
Else you're going to stuff the stocking with.
Well, what else do you stuff a stocking with unless it's like your foot? I mean, you're not talking about like wearing a stocking. You're talking
about.
Have
you ever tried that? Have you ever actually tried to stick a foot in a stocking?
No.
Like a real Christmas stocking?
No, I've worn one like as a head covering, like a tube hat. Yes, but not actually worn it as a sock. No.
You're immediately like, oh, you know, that's something I should put on my head.
Yes, but with no hair, I mean, you got to do what you got to do to stay warm. Dollar's a great deal. That's actually maybe a good place for me to get my next hat. Now that I think about it.
Or stockings if your feet are cold. At
so you've tried these on? You wear these around the house? Is like something that you and the wife do there, or chubby wife, whatever. The hell the deal is. I don't know what's
appropriate. You make it sound like we're like creepy or something. Like that's our thing. We just wear Christmas stockings and that's it. And we roll around in like mud.
Well, no. I asked. I wasn't inferring. No, I wasn't like, oh, yes, we have video. Please check it out right now. I'm just wondering. I don't know.
I do have video. No, anyways. No, when I was like a little kid, I remember my sister and I, when we were little kids, I like once tried to put on my Christmas stockings. Those are not proportional to the human foot.
No, they're bigger because you can put stuff in there. Lump of coal, candy, all the usual suspect stuff.
Apparently you stampeded towards a lump of coal. That happened a lot in the stick household.
Well, I mean, at least you can keep warm. It's actually a gift that keeps on giving.
Well, that's true. It can keep you warm. You know, it can pollute the atmosphere and all that good stuff. So we're at the checkout, you know, like, which is hilarious because there's like an impulse buy at the checkout counter. Because isn't everything at a dollar store already kind of an impulse buy?
It's only a buck or less. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, anything you've got spare. The armrest of the car is probably a way to almost get a half your week's stuff.
And I found some weird stuff on the impulse buy right at the beginning, like they have pregnancy tests. Just if you think you're pregnant, spring for the regular one at like CVS or Walgreens.
Well, there's some things you don't skimp on in life. You know what I mean? Toilet paper, pregnancy test. And for a dollar? So you're telling me they have a dollar pregnancy test. What is that? Like a little, like a rabbit in a box? How the hell does that work?
Okay, this is weirder than the single stick pregnancy test for a dollar. So I found this and it was in the candy bar section.
Wait, a pregnancy test was in the candy bar
no,
section?
No. Well, those are, weirdly enough, they taste different. I sent you a picture of what I found, and do you remember this? And it starts off with, on the bar, it says 4 grams of protein, so you know it's going to be good.
Yes, absolutely.
And it says beans, and it's written with beans, like look like they made a bunch of little beans in the letters, plus it looks like kale. For some reason, they didn't have kale writing kale. It's just a picture of kale. They ran out of kale, apparently.
It costs more.
Black beans and kale. That's it. It literally says a large. That's it. Veggie. Of course, because aside from the bacon kale that's in there.
Do I hear the rapper now? You're going to sample this while we do this?
I think so. 80 calories. No preservatives. This is really selling me on it. Gluten-free, non-GMO, 4 grams of fiber, no fat. It's also kosher and vegan. And you know what's funny is it told me like already 5 times that it was vegan.
Well, they got to tell you that. Now, there's a difference between the vegan and just the vegetarian. And they're almost Nazi-like when it comes to that. I've dated a woman like that. And being a half-Jew.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Seriously. You got to change your whole diet. You got to do. Are you all right? Did you just taste that and have something go terribly wrong?
No. I'm just thinking they don't eat animal protein.
Right.
Do you know they have vegan strip clubs?
No, wait a minute. What exactly does that mean? Like really pale, emaciated, pasty looking like women taking it off for cash? What do you mean by, is it for the animals themselves? What? What the hell are you talking about?
They don't like wear leather or animal products in there. It's all like fake furs and stuff. First of all, I've never cared.
Right.
You know, I think that a vegan strip club probably is the best way to go because then they should just come out naked.
That's fine. But I like the show. I like burlesque show. Moving around, shaking it for cash, hanging, swinging on the pole in the acrylic shoes, you know.
Maybe they could just have a salad up on there and you can slowly take it off as long as there's like, you know, some like ranch dressing involved.
Well, as long as they're also, I mean, if they're serious about it like this, does this mean that if you come in there, you need to be a card-carrying vegan as well, or they don't want to come near you? I mean, that's a different in the champagne room where there is no love in there, Chris Rock told us. So what exactly is going on?
It depends on where you are. I'm pretty sure you can get love. But again, vegans, they don't ingest animal protein. Anyway, so let's get back to this candy bar here.
Yes.
I'm going to call it a candy bar, but I have air quotes going on during this whole thing.
Yes.
Remember, it says black beans and kale. That's it. Let me read you the ingredients.
Yes.
What do you think the first thing is?
Kale.
Black beans.
Black beans. A lot of
then
beans.
Then kale.
Then kale.
Now I'm calling bullshit. Organic tapioca, organic vegetable glycerin, and sea salt.
Well, salt's good. I don't know about all this other stuff.
Well, but I'm saying that's not it.
No.
If it's just black beans and kale, that's it.
You got to put stuff together. So they weren't completely honest. You want all that on the label?
I don't know. I mean, well, if you say that's it. But then, so there's a website. It's called www.thatsitfruit.com. Which, first of all, neither black beans nor kale is a fruit.
No. Kale is, I mean, the tomato's a fruit.
That's true.
Kale is a green of some sort.
A fruit is a ripened ovary. That's true.
Wait a minute. Break this down. I rode a little yellow bus to school. A fruit is what? An inflamed ovary? What the hell did you say?
Inflamed? No, not inflamed. A ripened ovary.
A ripened ovary. I'm sorry. Yeah. There is a difference. But I'm thinking when it ripens, it swells a bit. It just sounds like it would, like a plump tomato.
Yeah, if it has seeds in it, and then there's the fruit, which is the fruit around it, is the ovary. There, it's sort of like, if you want to get gross, so like sort of like the zombie version of a fruit would be like if you give a woman a zombie apocalypse hysterectomy while there's a fetus inside.
What is wrong
with you? The fetus is the seed. And the lining of the placenta, that would be the fruit. Now, just that's in human terms, just apply it to the banana that you eat next time.
I am unable to process any of this. I am traumatized by this. First of all, you're talking walking dead hysterectomy. And they're not functional. They don't bleed. They want brains. And then you're talking about going up in their private areas and pulling, yanking stuff out. Are you okay?
The zombies would be doing this to a regular person. Zombies don't get pregnant.
Well, that was what I'm saying. I don't understand. I was trying to make sense of this. That's
what
all
they
I
eat.
Do.
I mean, normally people don't go ripping you know, hysterectomies out and eating them. That's just gross.
Yeah. So you're saying that the zombies, these are not the herky jerky out of control. These are very calm, collective zombies that are able to actually get feet in the stirrups and go to work then on an ovary that's
swollen. You know, chainsaw, Texas chainsaw hysterectomy. So anyway, so this black beans and kale bar, I was thinking I would try it.
I trust you and your taste and everything. It's nothing about it to this point. I love black beans. It's kale.
It is exactly what you would expect a black bean and kale candy bar to look like. It literally looks like a bunch of tiny, like, rabbit poop that's all been stuck together.
Boy, that sounds just fantastic.
Oh, Jesus, God.
Oh, does that mean it's good?
No. It's crunchy. It's, like, disturbingly crunchy.
It doesn't sound like you're enjoying it, no.
It tastes like somebody's socks from Bonnaroo. Or, like...
Burning Man.
Burning Man was actually set on fire and they decided to make a candy bar out of it.
There's nothing about that that sounds good at all.
It's like you made like a Rice Krispie treat out of an ashtray because it has that crispiness to it.
Now, I have gone, because I had the technology, to theveganspantry.com where they have review.
Heavens.
Because they have to review these things before you test them out, I guess.
Do you want to know what it smells like?
Sure. What I really want to know is what it smells like later, because this is clearly coming back.
Let's just put it this way. The percentage of black bean and kale that I'm eating in this is going to be dwarfed by the percentage of like Little Debbie's and McDonald's I'm going to have to flush it through my system.
Just to balance it out. Well, I don't know. Those black beans and whatnot might actually help sort of keep the movements regular or whatever else. In a ratings of, say, 0 to 5 stars, how many stars would you give your vegan black bean and kale veggie bar?
Can I go negative?
If you'd like.
Okay, let's give it a -2 stars.
All right. Now, the vegans on their special vegan pantry site give it a 2.6 out of 5.
Wow, that's like dead center.
Yeah.
So this is, wait. So you're telling me, now here's the selling point. This is average vegan flavor food.
That's what they say. That's not what you're saying.
It's not great vegan, but it's also not the worst vegan you've ever had.
I kind of get that it's more or less better living through lowered expectations. You're trying to live right, and in the midst of that, you are suffering in some capacity, because what you described was just the other side of eating cardboard.
Did you ever read The Far Side, and there was always that guy going through the desert who's dying of thirst?
Yes.
I imagine this is what his foot tastes like.
Wow. There's nothing about that that sounds appealing to me at all. Whatsoever.
Listening to the Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate the Chubby and Stick podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to the Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to the Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.